Hey guys, good morning. Welcome to the Angela Bless Show. Guys, I jumped on here yesterday and kind of messed up the download, the podcast. I don't know what happened. But anyways, guys, I was supposed to do Help Find Me. I decided to start a new series starting in January. I was supposed to do it this month. I want to start by going from state to state talking about missing persons and missing children. I haven't decided yet to add another day for unsolved crimes from state to state also. So I'm definitely praying on it. I definitely want to do it, but I need to be consistent in what I'm doing. But I thank God for allowing me to even have this podcast to help other people out. I'm still going to do my Thursdays for topics, leave my Thursday open for topics and interviews also. So Help Find Me, we will have a new series starting in January. We're going to be going from state to state, and we're going to start in Florida with missing persons and missing children for maybe about a month or two. And then we'll jump to series three, Atlanta or whatever, just state to state. But I need to have my notebook to write down all the, I know the states. I'm just saying which state I want to do first, but I'm definitely probably going to pinpoint Florida. I want to do the unsolved crimes also, just to help people out, victims that have been found and the crime is still unsolved, just to get some fresh eyes or just, open up somebody's remembrance, knowing, letting someone know that we're thinking about them, But guys, I am making a movement in my sports podcast. Yes, I have. I'm certified, guys, in sports agent, but I still have to attain my license. I still can, I'm certified in sports marketing and journalism, and now I am certified in sports agent, so I have to attain my license when it comes to agent if I want to represent players. Someone told me I really don't, but I'm gonna do it just for the leverage. And someone asked me, where do I want to start it? I think I want to start it. I'm gonna start at wrestling, baseball, boxing, MMA, and women's basketball for right now. And then I'll possibly take the additional test. I think you have to take additional tests to be NFL approved or something like that. I'm not for sure, but I'll figure that out along the way. I just want to come on here and encourage you guys to let you know what's the next step. I had to get a part-time job, guys. Yes, I had to get a part-time job because I needed to get equipment and I had a few debts that I needed to pay back. And with my clients, it wasn't as much of my clients I had in before the COVID. I had so many clients, boy, I was banking bankroll. Don't mind me, I'm just tripping. But sometimes God put us in certain positions and places, and sometimes we put our own self in certain positions and places that we have to suffer the consequences that comes behind making choices in our lives. Sometimes we could be doing too much and God's trying to get our attention, or God wants to sit us down for a little bit so that we can rest. Or maybe God is telling you to focus on your business. You've done enough for everybody else. Stop coming off your throne trying to help everybody else. Not, if they're assigned to you, that's different. But when you have assignment and God has called you to do things and you continue to not, forget about your own stuff and continue to worry about other people's stuff, that's when we have an issue when it comes to that type of stuff. Yeah, moving on. I had stopped because it'd be some stuff going on. But anyways, guys, I am grateful for the opportunity that is presented to me. I really want to bring accurate, I'm going to bring accurate information to you guys. I will start by doing my positive journalism because a lot of the stuff that's going on in the world, I don't want to do anything negative. I do want to bring true stories on the topics that I have went through in life, or the topics that God have allowed me to overcome, or the topics that God had told me to do. I have so many talents that I just been sitting on that I really need to, plug in and start going for it, and not limiting myself or putting myself down myself sometimes, just to please someone else, or dim in my light so that their light can shine. I'm no longer doing any of that, You know, and I hear on, I saw a post saying that in 2024, we're not saving anyone. It's not our job to save anyone. Jesus Christ died on the cross for every one of us in order for us to be saved once we receive him as our Lord and Savior. Our job is to do the assignment and to help those people that God has told us to help as we're walking down the path that God has called us to walk down in life. You know, I know things is looking haywire. The world is going on a rampage, borders open up, whatever. But we need to know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You know, we all go through hardship. We all go through times that we have fallen. We all go through times that our friends have so-called left us. But, you know, is it really leaving us when their season is up in our life and we refuse to remove ourselves out of that because of the loyalty of what they have done or what we have done for them in life? God is amazing. He makes things possible when it's impossible with man. So I just want to encourage you today. This was supposed to be an update, but I definitely want to encourage you today to continue to walk by faith, not by sight. Trust in God's word. Whatever you may be going through in life, nothing's too hard for God. Whatever situation you may be facing, continue to look up to the hills, which come your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Amen. I love you guys. Remember, help find me. We'll continue. I might do a few more episodes next Tuesday, but starting January, we're going to start from state to state. We're going to start our second series of Help Find Me. And I want to start in Florida. I don't know if I'm going to do a whole month or 2 months, you know, or, you know, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but we're going to start in Florida. Because Florida, I believe, ranks number 3 of the highest missing persons or maybe trafficking. I don't know, but, you know, but guess, and also, guys, you know, I embrace and love. I have that, which is a mental program that we deal with truth, with anger issues, stemming from childhood trauma. And also, I am certified, just this certifications into acknowledging you guys, giving your knowledge behind sex trafficking, work trafficking, child trafficking, and so forth. So what oohs me the most, like, whoa, really? And now I'm starting to see it a little bit, and people are starting to tell me is the work trafficking, promising people work, wages, and getting them to work for free and not paying them, threatening them, telling them they're going to tell the police that they're not a documented immigrant, or they're not supposed to be working here, or people that's working under the table that can't get jobs, and you refuse to pay them for their services, and you're scaring them to report them. Because I don't know, that's crazy. Why would you use somebody like that? I didn't realize there was so many work slave children in the United States. They're buying children to clean their houses, to wash their clothes, to wash their children. It's a lot of that stuff going on. Guys, educate yourself. It could be your friend next door. It could be your next door neighbor. You know, lying, saying that's their nieces or their uncle or their foreign exchange student or their adopted child when you literally bought the child to clean, to work for free, to be a slave. It's sad, isn't it? But anyway, we're going to hit on all those topics. Listen to me, we're going to hit on all those topics. I'm bringing those topics so that you can know, be aware of your health issues, the things that you put in your body. You know, I'm just jumping everywhere. That's fine because, you know, I love to talk. You know, stay away from red dye. Stop drinking those red drinks, those dark drinks. Those red candies, certain candies, you got to stop. Certain candies are banned in some parts of the United States. It has chemicals in it. It changes your cells. I had to stop eating Skittles. I think they don't even sell Skittles in California anymore. That's what they said. I'm not for sure. But Skittles are banned in certain countries because they say change your cells. What are they trying to change us into, lizards? You know, you remember, you ever seen that movie when the alien ship came and, you know, the aliens came out? I'm just playing. Don't listen to me. But anyway. But no, I'm for real with the Skittles part and the dyes and stuff like that. They taught me this a while ago, but I thought they would just, you know, push my butt. But it's true. You know, stay away from red dyes and so forth. So, guys, this concludes, I guess, my updates with you guys. I'm excited. I definitely want to bring positive information to you guys. I definitely... And another thing. So, I was on the fence or still doing hip-hop and R&B and gospel mix. I was on the fence of doing gospel only on Sundays and early mornings and doing old school music during out the day. And so, you know, I'm fighting with myself, not God. So I have to do what God said. That's it. So I'm going to turn the radio station back to the whole gospel music. I'm going to do encouraging word gospel music. And I'm still going to interview artists, hip-hop, R&B artists, and so forth like that. I don't know if I want to do another station with just old school music. I don't know yet. I'm just praying about it. It's too much to handle when it comes to two different stations. You got to drop this off. You can't drop this off. And it's a lot. So, I've been upstairs for something this morning. My son came over. The babies, my daughter, not too long ago, had a baby. The baby's crying and she's saying she's tired, and you know, but it is well. I just wanted to deliver you guys' message. I pray that all is well with you guys. Continue to strive and continue to reach past the stars. Continue to do all you can do while you're alive on this earth. If you ever go outside, just look at the trees. Thank God that you're able to walk for those that are walking. Thank God that you're able to feed yourself. You're able to wipe yourself. You're able to go to the bathroom by yourself. You're able to walk, touch, feel, hear, see, eat. All the things that's impossible for people. It's possible for people that's probably on their deathbed. Cherish every moment of your life. Time is something that you can't stop. Time is something that you cannot purchase. And time is something that you cannot turn back. We was wrong. We thought numbers and all of this, but it was always time. Time is so valuable that you can't even attain it. How important is that? How important is that? I love you guys. Continue to be blessed. This is Angela Bless, and this is the Angela Bless Show. Toot toot. I forgot to do my intro. Why do I forget to do my intro in the beginning? But that's all right. Love you guys.